I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. More Iowa high school baseball and softball action last night as Northwood Kensett starts the season 2-0 after a 10-5 baseball win over North Iowa of Buffalo Center. Here's Vikings head coach Jeff Furstein after the game. Good start to the season, 2-0. You got the bats working early. You got 24 runs in the first two games.
Yeah, we've got it going early. You know, today I think we earned all those runs. I was happy with it.
Hey, either way, you take what you can get because exactly. Every win is so important this year, especially.
Yeah, very important this year, shortened season, so we'll take it. Plus, normally bats are slow early, so we'll take runs however we can get them.
Nashua Plainfield comes in here, and what do you know about them? Who are you going to start? Who's your third starter?
Third starter right now is going to be Jace Gentz, our third baseman today. He'll start on the mound for us against Nashua. They're always a scrappy ball club. We play them back and forth. Normally we play them twice, one win, one loss. So with only once, we got to make it count.
The first five Viking batters in the ballgame scored in the first inning. Ethan Tasker had a two RBI triple in the fifth that blew the game wide open. The Northwood Kensett softball team pasted North Iowa 18-8 to go to 1-1 this season. They scored 9 runs in the fifth inning to pull away. And Lake Mills softball is now 1-1 after another slugfest, losing 13-12 at Riceville. The Bulldogs won a 17-15 slugfest Monday over West Hancock. Tonight, I'll be in Northwood for the Northwood Kensett Vikings game against Nashua Plainfield at 7:30 right here on Power 96 Sports. The PGA Tour will keep the 3M Open in Minnesota on schedule, but the second-year event will be played without spectators on site. Tournament officials announced Monday that the state's health guidelines in place for public gatherings during the COVID-19 pandemic will keep the galleries empty throughout the weekend of July 23rd through the 26th. Attendance at the TPC Twin Cities course in Blaine, north of Minneapolis, will be limited to players, caddies, staff, media, and other personnel deemed essential to the operation. PGA Tour resumed last week after a three-month hiatus because of the virus outbreak. No spectators were admitted at the Charles Schwab Challenge in Texas, and the next three events also will be played without fans. The Memorial Tournament in Ohio, rescheduled for mid-July right before the 3M Open, has received state approval for a limited amount of spectators. NASCAR's longtime fan favorite Dale Earnhardt Jr. received the sport's biggest honor yesterday when he was selected to join his father in the series Hall of Fame. Earnhardt will be inducted in Charlotte, North Carolina, along with the late Mike Stefanik and 87-year-old Red Farmer. Ralph Seagraves was named the Landmark Award winner for his contributions to the sport. Despite never winning a series championship, Dale Jr. received 76% of the votes cast on the modern era ballot. Junior won 26 races, including two Daytona 500s. Stefanik won 7 titles in NASCAR's Modified Series and 2 more in the Busch North Series. His 9 total championships are tied with that of Richie Evans for the most in NASCAR history. And Stefanik was named the second greatest driver in Modified history back in 2003. Farmer, one of the 3 original Alabama Gang drivers with brothers Bobby Allison and Donnie Allison. The 87-year-old Farmer was a member of NASCAR's 50 Greatest Drivers and became a member of the International Motorsports Hall of Fame in 2004. And this week, with the big series returning to Talladega, he's scrambling to put together a car for 2 nights of racing on the dirt track across the street at 87. And an executive with R.J. Reynolds Tobacco, Seagraves, helped spearhead Winston's decision to sponsor NASCAR's premier series from 1971 to 2003. Winston's financial support allowed many tracks to upgrade their facilities, and the season-long points fund bolstered purses for drivers and teams. Sports, news, streaming audio, information about the shopping show, and more can be found on our website, kqprfm.com. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.